further rain in the north and west.
Thanks, Dav. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Thursday the 28th of May. There are warnings of gales in southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight, high 40s, 1029, expected German Bight, 1025 by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Sira, south at Sira. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly or southeasterly, 4 to 6 in Viking, and later also the Itseras. Fair, good. 40s, variable 2 to 4, becoming southeast, 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic later. Fair, good. Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, south or southeast, veering southwest later, 4 to 6. Showers, thundery at first in Tyne, good. Dogger, southeast, veering southwest, 3 to 5. Showers, good. Fisher, German Bight, variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southeast, 4 or 5 later. Fair, good. Humber, Thames, southeast, veering west or southwest later, 3 to 5. Showers, perhaps thundery, good. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Variable 2 to 4, showers perhaps thundery, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Biscay, cyclonic 3 to 5, showers perhaps thundery at first, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fitzroy, variable 2 to 4, becoming northerly 4 to 6 in far south, mainly fair, moderate or good. Seoul, southwest 3 to 5, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. South or southeast, veering southwest, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Irish Sea. Thundery showers and fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Shannon, south 3 or 4, veering southwest, 4 to 6, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Rockall, Malin, southeast, veering south or southwest, 4 to 6, occasional rain and fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Hebrides, Bailey, Faroe, Faroes, south or southeast, becoming cyclonic later, 3 to 5, occasional rain or showers, fog patches, except in Faroe, moderate or good, occasionally very poor, except in Faroe. Southeast Iceland, variable 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, then northeasterly 6 to gale 8 in northwest, perhaps severe gale 9 later in far northwest. Rain, moderate or poor. On to the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, east-southeast 3, 9 miles, 1020, falling. Stornoway, north, 1, 16 miles, 1,021, falling slowly. Lerwick, south by east, 3, 11 miles, 1,026, falling slowly. Lucas, east-southeast, 3, 9 miles, 1,025, falling more slowly. Bridlington, east-southeast, 3, 1,026, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, east by north, 5, 5 miles, 1,023. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, east by north, 4, 2 miles, 1,020. Jersey, south by west, 2, 7 miles, 1,019, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, south, 3, 1,019. Scilly Automatic, south-southwest, 2, fog, 100 metres, 1,017, falling slowly. Valentia, southeast by south, 3, 24 miles, 1,015, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, northeast, 4, recent precipitation, 7 miles, 1,020, falling. Malin Head, northeast by east, 4, 11 miles, 1,018, falling more slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Thursday the 28th of May. The general situation, High pressure centred over the North Sea will drift slowly eastwards over the next few days, bringing mainly southeasterly winds through Thursday, veering southwesterly on Friday. Fog patches will affect southwestern waters for a time, with isolated thunderstorms across some southern and western areas. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southerly or southeasterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in east, becoming variable 2 at times in Murray Firth and northwest, veering westerly 4 to 6 later. Fair, then showers. Good, occasionally moderate later. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, southerly or southeasterly, veering southwesterly later, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 near Rattray Head and in far south. Mainly fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, south or southeast, 4 to 6, veering southwest, 4 or 5 later. Showers perhaps thundery at first, becoming mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, southeast, 4 to 6, veering southwest, 3 or 4 later. Showers, perhaps thundery at first, becoming mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, southeast, 4 to 6, veering southwest, 3 or 4 later. Showers, perhaps thundery at first, becoming mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, easterly, backing southeasterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in north, veering westerly or southwesterly, 2 to 4 later. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally moderate. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, easterly or northeasterly, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Fair, then showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally moderate. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, east 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then northwest later. Fair, then showers, perhaps thundery, fog patches developing, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, variable, becoming west or southwest for a time, 2 to 4. Fog patches until later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor until later. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, variable, becoming west or southwest for a time, 2 to 4. Fog patches at first in west, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in west. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Easterly or southeasterly, veering westerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in far north. Fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. East or southeast, veering west or southwest, 4 to 6. Thundery showers at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Isle of Man, east or southeast, veering south or southwest, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 until later. Showers, then fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Easterly, veering southerly or southeasterly, then southwesterly later, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in far north. Showers at first, moderate or good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Easterly or northeasterly, veering southerly or southeasterly, then southwesterly later, 3 to 5. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Easterly, veering southeasterly, 3 to 5, increasing 6 for a time in southwest, veering southwesterly later. Showers, then occasional rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, easterly or southeasterly, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in southwest, becoming variable for a time in north, veering southwesterly 4 or 5 later. Fair, then showers, then occasional rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Finally, Shetland Isles, south or southeast, 4 to 6, showers later, good, occasionally moderate later. And that's the shipping bulletin. This is BBC Radio 4. Now, prayer for the day with Mark Oakley.
Good morning. On this day, 65 years ago, a British barrister, Peter Benenson, wrote an article in the Observer newspaper called The Forgotten Prisoners. In it, he expressed his anger that two Portuguese students had been imprisoned in their homeland for raising a toast to freedom. Benenson asked the public to write letters and protest on behalf of what he termed these prisoners of conscience. support for Benenson's article eventually led to the creation of the organisation Amnesty International, which continues today to campaign on behalf of anyone who is imprisoned for their identity or the non-violent expression of conscientiously held beliefs. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere, said Martin Luther King Jr. Human rights can get sniggered at in some places today. They are, however, built on a beautiful and strong perception that to be a human being is to have dignity, and that dignity demands equal and fair treatment for all. And even when someone abuses that dignity, it mustn't be responded to by reflecting the abuse, but by maintaining that dignity and protecting it, and especially when it is unpopular to do so. I'm guessing that most of us are beginning this day in relative freedom. We have things to do, but the day is ours. I'm praying with those words of Nina Simone's haunting song for those whose conscience or identity is imprisoned right now as I'm speaking.